Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it fills your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies. And allow your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it moves in all directions, filling your chest completely, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, allowing for the removal of any blockages. Seeing each and every red blood cell as it passes through your lungs, as it fills this blood with life-giving energies, carrying the healing light, this love energy, to every extremity of your body. And now see the light as it continues to grow brighter and brighter within your chest, moving in all directions, filling your chest completely, and now moving up into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrist, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Allow for the healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self. Allow for clear communication with the higher you, with the divine aspect of you. Clear downloads. Continue to see the light as it flows into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to these parts of you that assist in deeper breathing and in digestion, assimilation. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, continuing to activate healing within these organs of assimilation and digestion, allowing for the absorption of your light energies and your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, aligning you with the highest powers that flow through you, giving you the courage of release and regeneration, allowing you to have the wisdom, the knowing, when to release all things physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see this light as it flows through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, aligning you with the harmonics, the measure, and the movement of the universe. And now continue to see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, that anchor you and ground you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies that you may have within your body-mind-spirit complex to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth, to recycle, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within you growing brighter and brighter with each and every breath. See this light as it now moves through every pore and opening in your body, now surrounding you in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow this light to contain all of the colors of the rainbow, which are all of the frequencies of healing within the third dimension, allowing each and every cell, your tissues, your organs, to absorb the light that is needed to bring yourself into perfect balance and perfect health, allowing for coherence and harmony within all of the systems of your body, mind, spirit, aligning you and harmonizing you with the universal forces of creation. Continue to see this light as it now spreads out, filling the room, the space in which you are in, continuing to allow the colors of the rainbow to be seen within your light, to fill this space, to help bring balance, harmony, peace, love, and joy to where you are. And now continue to see the light as it moves through any obstacles, any walls, easily, and now passes out into your greater environment. Continue to see the light as it spreads, feeling the city, the town, the village with light, aligning all of the inhabitants with these energies of healing, bringing balance, greater peace, greater harmony, greater awakening and consciousness, spreading this light beyond your city, your town, your village, and now moving out into the state or the country that you are in. Continue to see this light as it flows, becoming brighter and brighter as it moves out, growing stronger in energy, purifying the air, the atmosphere, assisting all living things to be raised in consciousness and awareness. And now continue to see your light as it fills the entire earth, as it surrounds the earth and all of our lights join together as one. Wherever we are increased in light, in love, in healing, and power. Allow our light to continue to grow brighter and brighter as it now enters into the earth, connecting with our subterranean family, increasing our light, increasing the healing energies, the oneness, the love. And now allow all of our light to be as one, eliminating the illusion of separation. And now moving out, surrounding the earth, healing the atmosphere that surrounds Mother Earth, dissolving easily any energies, vibrations, frequencies, or thought forms that do not serve our highest good. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout our galaxy and now our universe, moving out into the multiverse, where we continue to connect with our light family, with the star nations, bringing a greater oneness to all that is, increasing our love, increasing our light, increasing our harmony, and raising the consciousness and the awareness of all that we come in contact with, reminding us that we are one being having a myriad of experiences, that we are the light, we are the love, we are Source. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. It was beautiful. Now we will receive direct guidance and messages from Spirit through our Sacred Path readings. If the messages resonate with you, wonderful. If not, then they may in the near future. Just keep an open mind. You are hearing this for a reason. Today's Sacred Path readings are for the people of the Elemental Clan of Fire, the Thunderbird Clan. So last week we gave an overall reading for this clan and all of the clans, and we will go over the highlights before giving a message to each person of this clan. We are activating your transformation through these readings. Our intention is to assist you on your soul's journey. So these readings will help you. They will guide you over the next 5 weeks or 5 months. And sometimes you will hear the same messages because you are still working on the same issues or challenges. And that is how the cards fall. So it tells us that the energies are still present. We are learning to work with our elemental forces at this time in order to harmonize them and to bring them into balance. Remember that our physical incarnation is about growth. We are here to expand our consciousness. We are here to learn and to overcome all challenges through applying the knowledge that we are receiving. This application will help you develop yourself spiritually. All challenges are here to help you become a better person, a more evolved soul. They are not here to destroy you or to harm you in any way. This is why we must alter our perception of reality. You are the creator of your experience, and now it is time for you to become more aware of that and to take your power back. This leap in consciousness is what will transform humanity as a whole. We must begin to live this understanding that everything is inside of us and the outer world is simply a mirror. And this will break the illusion of our belief in separation. And then we will be free. Now, let's have a quick review of the reading for the Thunderbird Clan that we received in our last show. And for more details on this clan, please go back or any of the other clans and listen to last week's show. The challenge for the Clan of Fire has the vibration of the number 9. So you had this vibration 5 weeks ago, which means you are still dealing with the energies of completions and endings. You are being challenged with returning to the childlike parts of yourself that do not need any support from your ego. You need to lighten up and balance your life with work and play. Letting go of anything that no longer serves you is a continual message here. The soul advice remedy had the vibration of the number 3. The 3 relates to a trial, and this is Libra. Action is needed around a relationship. You are being asked to find the truth of your present situation. You can protect yourself from uncomfortable situations, but you must use the truth as your protection. Don't worry about what others think of you or your situation. The only thing that matters is that you know the truth for yourself. The animal totem that can assist you at this time is the lynx. So you want to meditate with the lynx. And the lynx represents a keeper of ancient secrets. It is the knower of lost magical systems and occult knowledge. And remember, occult means hidden. So the lynx is perfect for you at this time. Now, that goes for every person within this clan, within the Thunderbird clan. That was your overall reading. And now we will go into each one of your personal readings. So now for the Red Hawk, you are composed of fire and your secondary element is air. You were born between March 21st and April 19th. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 11. And 11 is a master number. In the sacred tarot, 11 corresponds to the planet Neptune. And this was in your chart that we went over last week. And you are going to be using that chart. I want you to become very, very familiar with it. So remember, the lowest aspects of Neptune represents illusions and addictions. And the highest aspect is about divine love. So 11 equals the number 2. And 2 deals with creating stability. And it correlates to Virgo in the sacred tarot. So your challenge is related to some wisdom that is coming your way. The number 11 says that you will have to master something in your life. This wisdom will help you experience the natural order of the universe and how to apply it to your life. Virgo is associated with science, so this may be manifesting in the form of an ancient science, and this energy is awakening within you. This is what must be mastered. You are being told that you have been exposed to some information and experiences that are altering your life at this time. This is increasing your sense of self, and so you only need to send prayers of gratitude into the universe to continue to receive your blessings. The remedy for this challenge also has the vibration of the number 2. You are still being told to release, as in your last reading. You must release anything that does not serve you. It is time to purify some aspect of your life. And for you, this means the body, mind, spirit, as well as your emotional body. A total renewal is here for you. You could take on a new identity at this time. It is a time of rebirth and renewal for you, Red Hawk people. This eclipse that we just experienced was in your sign, in your birth month. So it is definitely a time of rebirth and renewal for you. So take this very seriously. But in order for you to move into the higher aspect of yourself, you must release the old first and then trust in the new energy that is entering into your life. Do not allow anyone or anything to prevent you from growing or from shining your light. Remember who you are. You are of the Thunderbird clan, and that is very powerful. You are the Red Hawk. You are powerful, and you are coming into that power. So continue to allow yourself to grow. Now for the Sturgeon people. You are composed of fire, and your second element is water. You were born between July 23rd and August 22nd. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 20, and the number 20 corresponds to the moon in the sacred tarot. And when we add the 2 and the 0 together, of course, we get the number 2. And this, again, is about creating stability, as with the Red Hawk people. But your number 2 is related to the moon energy in Virgo, which is the veiled Isis. Your challenge is about seeing your life clearly. You shall have a great victory in your life if you can see where you need to grow and then move on it. You are also learning something here related to the ancient sciences. This challenge can relate to your shadow self as well, helping you to see how your shadow can be getting in the way of your success. The moon holds this energy. You can use the ancient science of cleansing your shadow to assist you with this. I suggest going to my podcast at awakenthehealing.com and scroll through the podcast player to episodes 225 and 226 of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. And this information will help you understand what it is to cleanse your shadow according to the ancient Toltecs. That is 225, and then 226 will be the actual exercise of cleansing the shadow, and everything will be explained there. Now, the remedy has the vibration of the number 3. Again, this is working on relationships as it brings in the energy of Libra, the unveiled Isis. You are being told that you need to increase passion in your life. That is not just related to your relationships, but in every aspect. You must ignite your fire within. Your passion for living and spontaneity in life depend on your inner fire. And again, this is for the Sturgeon people. You must ignite your inner fire. You must be willing to allow yourself to enjoy life. You need to add more adventure and excitement in order to increase your passion for living. You must feel worthy to create a life filled with things that bring you joy. In order to tap into your fire medicine, you must fuel the fire that burns within you first. This will increase your energy. When you are in balance, Sturgeon people, you have a natural spark. You have a natural desire to experience a joyous life filled with spontaneity and the things that you enjoy and love. Okay, so now for the Elk people. You are composed of fire, and your second element is earth. You were born between November 22nd and December 21st. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 19. And the number 19 corresponds to Leo, And this is in the Sacred Tarot. 19 corresponds to Leo. And it is about happiness and joy. So your challenge is about creating this happiness and joy. When we add the 1 and 9 together, this gives us the number 1. It's 10, and then we get 1. So this is about new beginnings, and this is the energy of Mercury, according to the Sacred Tarot. So there's information coming your way that will assist you in creating your new beginning. You are being challenged to have the courage to be yourself. This is about self-expression. You are being told to use your creativity to express your feelings, talents, and desires. You may be feeling like a different person is emerging within you. So changing your appearance, attitudes, and activities to match the new you may be called for at this time. This is the energy of the number 1 coming through. It's time to open up and allow others to see your medicine. And this again is for the elk people. You can be shy. So it's time for you to allow others to see your medicine and to see your true self. And in this way, you are offering your gifts to others who may have need of them. This is why we are here, to share our gifts and our talents with the world. Don't deny that you have gifts and talents to share with the world. Don't deny how you feel. Don't downplay what you think or what you can offer the world. It is now the time to allow your medicine to emerge. The remedy for you, elk people, has the vibration of the number 14. And 14 corresponds to Taurus. This is all about regeneration and transformation, which goes perfect with your number 1 energy that's coming through. Now, when we add the 1 and 4 together, we get 5. And 5 is related to Jupiter, which is, in this case, referring to your expansion and abundance moving into your life. You're being told that you are in a fertile time. Your thoughts are powerful, so be very careful what you are thinking. Focus on the positive and use the power that is flowing through you right now to create something beautiful in your life. Use this energy to transform some aspect of your life. Use your talents to bring abundance because you have many, many gifts, many talents, and they all can work very well for you. You must make the effort to plant new seeds for your future at this time. If you have a project to begin or an idea to develop, then this time is absolutely perfect. Let go of any limiting beliefs or doubts and move forward. Do not let anything get in your way. And these are the readings for the Thunderbird clan for this week. So I hope they have helped you in some way. And again, if they don't resonate at this time, you may find that they will in the near future. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on numerology and the vibration of your name. This is the time we're on the planet to make a difference. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Okay, so last week I gave you the chart for the ancient number letter correspondences. I encourage you to use that chart and become familiar with it. So by now you should have broken down your name and come to a single digit using the modern form of numerology that uses digits from 1 to 9. If you have not done this, then you will need to write down all the letters of your alphabet and give them a number value. A is 1, B is 2, and so on until you reach the number 9, and then repeat. Then break your name down by using the number values for each letter and then add them up to get 1 digit. This is what we will be using today. I also encourage you to do this using the chart I gave you last week, and you will see how you may get a different number value depending on how you spell your name. You can also check that number as it correlates with the vibrations we will cover today. Now, the ancient chart goes up to the number 22. So if you are going to use that one, then still reduce it to one digit just for today, because we are going to use these numbers that are in our modern day numerology. That chart is going to become very significant and very important as we move forward and begin to study the sacred tarot and the major arcana. So to see if there is another aspect of yourself that you would like to learn about, you can use both charts to come to a single digit. And you will see that many of these numbers, these number values, may relate to you. You may feel like many of them are you. And so that is because we are made up of these vibrations. But some of them will stand out more than others. Now, we have only 9 vibrational power numbers that we're going over today. Remember, there's 22 in the sacred tarot, and that is not the chart we'll be using today. But when we get to that, you'll see how these relate to one another. So this is much more simplistic, and it will be easier for us to cover this. Now, I want you to take some notes. Some people refer to this as your power name number, and it will reveal a lot about your character. We are not able to go in depth here today because of time, but I will touch on the highlights of the power that is within your name. And remember, this is why the ancients say a good name is better than gold. It's all about the vibration. So we will also do a show on how to compare your energy vibration with another person by using their name. So if you are thinking about going into business with a person, or if you're dating someone, you can do that. Remember, always use the name that they or you are called by. Whatever the name is that you use, use that one first. And then you can always go back and do the formal names as well, the ones that fall on the birth certificates or whatever. And you will see that it will be different, mostly, if you are using a different name. But if you don't use that name, then that power that's in the name is simply dormant. You may be growing into your name. That was true for me. All right, so power name number one. Those of you who have the power name number one possess a strong desire to be the best. You can be very critical of yourself, and therefore you will hold others to a very high standard as well. These people don't mean to be critical, but because they hold a high standard for themselves, they keep everyone else up to that same standard. You want to bring out the best in everyone. These are the people with the power name number one. So this is why you look at people and you want them to be the best, their best selves. So you want everyone around you to be at their very best. You do not like being controlled. You are a natural born entrepreneur. You will not be happy working a job unless you have a lot of autonomy, a lot of freedom. You need to work out in some way daily or weekly. You need to stretch because you need to release the excess energy you hold within you. If not, this will turn into stress. So number one, people, one of your things can be stress because you hold yourself to such a high standard that you can stress yourself out. So remember to go easy on yourself, be very loving and kind to yourself and also to others, okay? So power name number two. Those of you who have the power name number two possess a powerful heart connection to what you do. You do business with your heart, and whatever you do in life has to be something that you believe in. These people don't just want to make money for money's sake. These people enjoy working with others, and they don't need to lead, but they can if needed. If you find someone who is competitive and they have the number two vibration, then that is coming from another aspect of their personal numerology. They are true partners down to the bone. They really are true partners who want to support the people around them and in their personal relationships. They can be very intuitive people. They pick up very easily on what others are feeling. And that's because they have a very strong heart connection. You can look into their eyes and see that you can count on these people. Now, again, this is the highest aspect of the number twos. Everyone has the lower aspects and the higher aspects of their personality, but this is the better number two. All right, so power name number three. If you have the power name number three, then you are called upon to be a great communicator. You can be called to teach, to work in radio or in broadcasting in some way. You can also be a writer or a counselor. This energy encourages you to express yourself. These people can be witty and they enjoy a good laugh as well. If you have stepped into the power of your name, then you will create a job where you receive applause in some way. You see the world as your stage. You are a people person and you enjoy helping others. If you meet a power name number three and they are not good communicators, then they were not encouraged to be so at an early age. And you can help these people step into their power. This power is still dormant within them if it is in their name. And now power name number four. Those of you who have the power name number four possess a logical mind. They want to know what the plan is before they jump in. These people seek knowledge, and once they learn a skill, they can show you how to do it very quickly. These people have to be careful not to use their mouths to harm others because they can be very abrasive. Now, to others, they can seem harsh and critical, but to themselves, they think that they are being helpful. They tend to overthink things, and if you tell them an idea, they will be the first ones to point out all of the reasons why it would be difficult to achieve it. They believe they are just giving you good advice. So just understand this person and don't take it personal. They are very responsible people, but they are very direct. That is the power name number four. Now for power name number five. Those of you who have this number possess a very dynamic personality with lots of high energy. These people are fast thinkers, and they always have lots of ideas. If you are dating a number five, know that they must have the freedom to come and go as they please. If you try to control them, they will exit the relationship. And if you are very controlling, they will exit permanently. They love to celebrate life, and they need to be free to do this. They love people, and they love to be around people. So wherever there's a bunch of people, they would love to be there. Number fives like to dig for the truth, and they will not stop until they know what is going on. So they are true detectives by nature. They love a good story. These people can also be very giving, and they must be careful not to give too much. And this can be a downfall for the number fives, because they can become martyrs in their lives. So you want to make sure that you are not overdoing it and that you are creating a life that is full of joy and full of great energy. And wherever they go, they definitely manifest this because they really do love to celebrate life. And now the power name number six. If you have the power name number six, You hold a powerful magnetic vibration. These people care about how they look. They have a very powerful, responsible energy because they believe if they don't do it, no one will. They need to learn how to ask for help. They also need to avoid the crisis. They want to avoid being in a negative state of mind because they can go very negative very quickly. So avoid the crisis mentality and stay positive, number sixes. These people are good at damage control. And this is one of the reasons why crisis seem to follow them. You know, if they have that 911 vibration. If you have 911 in your name or in your numerology, then you will find that people come to you for help. They will always seek you out because you have that damage control ability. And so they are great to have around to help when things go awry. These people need to feel useful. So number six people can become obsessed with being the perfect parent. And this is one of their downfalls because they have to learn that there is no such thing as being a perfect parent. And they can begin to smother their children and be a little bit obsessive about them. So all in all, the number six people are very dynamic and they are definitely someone that you cannot ignore. Now for the power name number seven. Those of you who have this number are anomalies. Do not try to waste your time to find out who these people are or what makes them tick, because they will never reveal their true selves to you. Not to say that they're being sneaky, but number seven people are very secretive. They just don't like to reveal themselves completely, and they don't want people to know who they are or just all about them. They always keep a part of themselves away from you. They do not like to reveal themselves completely to others. And that doesn't make it a bad thing. It's just the way it is. So if you are dating a power number seven, then don't take this personal. Don't feel like, wow, I've known you all this time and I didn't know that about you. But that's how it will always be with a number seven. Now, these people are great observers. They're the ones that come in the room, sit all the way in the back and watch everybody. And they are in tune with their intuition. They will have great insights. When they speak, it will be powerful. You know, they're quiet until they need to speak. So when these people become spiritual teachers, they are usually very profound teachers. People of this vibration are also very good with animals. They connect with animals because they are very intuitive people. So for you, number seven, just be aware that other people see you as secretive. And so be a little more open and reveal something that you wouldn't normally reveal to someone you trust, just to let them know that you don't normally share that with others. So they feel a little special, okay? Number sevens are very powerful people. Now, number eight people, power name number eight, those of you who have this number possess a strong opinionated attitude with very specific thoughts on what needs to get done. Power number eights are business people. They know how to run a business. They know how to start a business. They know what to do in a business. That's just who they are. They can take anything and turn it into a business. These people also take pride in their appearance and they like nice things. And it doesn't mean that they're materialistic. It just means that they want the best that life can offer. And this truly is in your vibration. Now, number eight vibrations must avoid going negative because they hold a lot of power to create their realities. So if you go negative, you're going to create a lot of negativity in your life. So really avoid that. reach for the higher aspects of you. Another thing I want to point out in this number, the 8, because we will also look at this later on down the line. But when you look at the number 8, it is an infinity turned vertical, right? So look at that number. It's infinity turned vertical. And what that means is all of these symbols have very powerful meanings. The 8, what we call the 8, is a symbol, and it represents something, and it represents a lot of things, like what I'm sharing with you now. But it is the infinity that continues to move up into the heavens or into the higher dimensions and brings that information down to the earth. It is constantly in that flow. So that's what number 8 people like to do. They like to bring higher wisdom to the people of the earth. And so when they go into a very powerful spiritual place within their lives, then they possess this ability to teach higher aspects. And they're very clear. They're very good at sharing ideas. They can help you become very successful in life. And whatever your idea is of success, because everybody thinks of success as something different. But when they are spiritual teachers, they can also be very financially well off as well. Doesn't mean that because you're spiritual, you have to be, you know, struggling. I find that that means that you are lacking some information. Whatever we are struggling in any aspect of our lives, it means we are lacking information in that aspect. There's something we need to know. And number 8, people are very good at finding information and bringing it to you, bringing it down to the level where you can understand it. So, and they can be materialistic. That can be a negative aspect of the number 8s. So, you know, this is usually in their earlier years when they're still learning how to be higher vibrational people, that they will be more materialistic. But if they grow spiritually, then they will evolve out of that. And then they will use their wealth to serve humanity. And this is really a beautiful thing. Now, number 8s are very powerful creators. They are manifestors. So these people have to prioritize their life in order to bring in the things they really want. You want to really increase your knowledge of spiritual things if you are not in that place now. You want to do that because it will help you evolve and help you to reach higher levels, like what we were talking about on the levels of chi, the 7 levels of chi. These people are very, very powerful. Okay, so another aspect is that they are very dependable as well as very direct. So they don't bite their tongues. All right. So power number 9. If you have the power name number 9, you care for the people around you and are truly concerned for them. You are a compassionate person who wants the best for the people you love. These people are very concerned about the people around them. They're very protective. They can be very protective of their children and their loved ones. You are an old soul. This is what they call you. And you can say some very wise things in your young years. So when you're given the opportunity as well to grow into your spiritual self, into your higher aspects, when you begin to really tune into your soul journey, then you will find that you have a natural ability to connect to the other side. This is the power of the number 9. It gives you the ability to connect to the other side very easily. These people can also be very good at disappearing. And when I say that, it can be literal, where they just disappear out of your life, or it can be that they choose not to be seen. It's an aspect of that spiritual ability that they possess, that they can be invisible. So you have the opportunity to use this power to help humanity, to assist humanity in some way. Use it, of course, for yourself, to give yourself the strongest foundation that you can to support yourself in your soul journey, to continue to grow and to learn. But also remember that you do have a duty. Number nines have a very strong duty to humanity to assist in the spiritual awakening. Power number nines have the strength and the power to change the world. And they are always looking for others or divine partnerships to help make the world a better place. So you definitely want to know a person like this. And if you meet someone who is a power number nine and they are not interested in spirituality at all, it is because they have gotten trapped in the Maya, in the illusion of life. But they are naturally very powerful people, very intuitive people, and they really can move easily between the worlds. So when they start to meditate, they can go very deep, very fast. So if you are a power number nine and you find this to be true about yourself, that is because of this vibration. Now, quickly, before we go, I want to just go over these numbers and let you know that when we come back, we're going to start to compare these numbers, and I'm going to give you a chart that will allow you to know what numbers, what name, power name numbers go well together, because there is a clash. And we will also, they can clash, certain numbers can really clash. And we will also go over some personality, how to find the other aspects of your numerology using our modern day numerology system. And this will help you to understand yourself and to see yourself in different aspects, because you possess these vibrations within you and they lie dormant many times because you don't know who you are. Just like what we talked about with the aspects of the clans and the people of the sacred hoop of life, all of the people, if you don't know who you are and you don't know the powers you hold within you, then they tend to lie dormant if you haven't started your soul journey. But if you've been on your soul journey, then you will really find that these things that we've been talking about really resonate with you. So your power name number one is the person who will initiate things. They want to run the show. Twos are partners. Threes, you can call on them for communication. Fours possess very logical minds. Five are dynamic people who love to get parties going. Six have the power to bring people together. Seven is the power of, you know, spirituality. They just are anomalies. They can do so many different things. Eights can run a business. They can help you to become better people. And number nines can connect you to the infinite world. I thank you for joining me today for this incredible show. Next week, we will have a replay of this episode. And when we return, we will pick up our discussion on numerology and the compatibility of numbers. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.